This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I was really getting excited. I'm going to go there. But yeah, I am. What do I care? I don't know, Doris, I want to go here, but I'm going to.
Oh, my God, I'm nervous.
No, not about you, but I was love to hear Alice squeal. But it was the belt. So I gave it a shot. How you doing?
You know what?
No, I don't.
It's just always an adventure coming on to talk to you. You just never know what's going to happen. You never know what's
going to
happen.
People don't
going.
Understand me. They think, oh, my God, he disrespects people. Yeah, I probably do. You know, it's Johnny Carson and Don Rickles. Those are my two idols.
But you make people feel so good as you do it.
Well, because they compared to me, they got to feel good. All right, a bazillion bills yesterday. What's going on? Not a bazillion, but over 200 bills filed. Is there a deadline for bills to be filed?
So there was a deadline last Friday for all Senate bills to make it over to the House, and now we'll be dealing with House bills. But there's a lot of really good pieces of legislation that moved, and I'm excited.
There's a new state agency coming up, I heard. Tell me about that, for preschool, or what's that all about? It's interesting.
So, you know, one of the big things that Governor Pritzker has been doing and we've been really working through is education, number one. And education has always been a priority for me. Long before I even thought about being an elected anything, I started my advocacy in this community around education, and that has definitely continued. And so there is a legislation moving through that would put all education, pre-K, all the way through under one umbrella, and I think that that's going to be absolutely wonderful. You know, education.
Are there a number of agencies involved now?
Well,
and people have difficult time finding where to go.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I really believe, and I say this all the time, that education is the foundation on which we build community. And if we do education well, then a lot of the ills that we see in our community will really be affected in a very positive way. So I'm excited. I'm excited about it. There will be pieces that will come from DHS, DCFS, and, you know, all of those agencies that have a little bit of education programs sprinkled throughout all under one umbrella. And it'll make it really easier for everybody to navigate, easier for those that are, one, needing to access the system, as well as those who are involved within the system.
Is it pretty safe to say you're supposed to be meeting every week now until the end of session, end of May?
We have 1 week off in later in April, but other than that, we will be here.
Piece of legislation for you. What are you concerned with? What are your top two or three that you're sponsoring?
You know, I was really excited. Last week, I had a piece of legislation that has become kind of my signature legislation for this session with the Carlinville funeral home debacle.
Oh, yes.
That
Tell
occurred.
Me about that. Yes.
So I had a piece of legislation that I passed over to the House on a 55-0 vote. So it was a bipartisan piece of legislation that everybody agreed with that really put some guardrails on the way that we deal with death and dying and the whole funeral home industry, because it is an industry. And, you know, death is something that we're all going to have to experience one time or another.
Absolutely.
But it's something that we don't like to talk about. Unfortunately, we don't have those hard conversations. And so when you lose someone and you go to a funeral home and you feel like you've, you know, done everything that your loved one asked you to do, and you have adhered to their last wishes, and you just kind of put it in the hands of the funeral director. And unfortunately, over 60 families in our communities did that, and it was not a good outcome. And so with this legislation, we're hoping that that will never happen to anyone else.
I see. No, I never am surprised by a side of you, but when you sat down today and talk about session started all the bills, and your number one concern was the violence in Springfield, especially East Side, and mm-hmm. so on and so forth. We have an incident yesterday. We find a body and so on. What's coming up? What's going on in our society, Doris?
That just really threw me. It really threw me because in some ways it was a little bit personal, because the house where that occurred was we always affectionately called that gentleman the Watermelon Man.
Okay.
Because he actually worked with my dad at Alice Chalmers, Fiat Alice.
All right.
And he used to live at the corner of Martin Luther King and Ash.
Okay.
And he sold, he and his brothers had watermelon farms down in Beardstown, and they would go down and bring up watermelons every day. And then he wanted a larger place, and he moved over to, excuse me, the corner of South Grand and Wheeler. And so to find out that something horrific happened at that house, it just really threw me. And I don't know, it's something that you read about in the newspaper that happens in other communities, you see on TV, but you never expect it to happen in your community, and you certainly never expect it to happen at a residence that you feel some connection
Budget-wise, how are we doing? I know there's always some questions. You comfortable that we're going to be able to pay all the bills and have enough revenue to operate government?
Of course. Of course. We have Governor Pritzker and the Illinois General Assembly have put us in a very good financial situation. of course, we have to be watchful. We have to be very careful. Things are going really well, but we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. And it's just like at your house, you have a little bit of money in the bank, but you don't want to go on a spending spree and lose it all.
Boys, tremendous amount of government construction going on in Springfield. Mm-hmm. When you look at the Capitol, what's going on there? Your offices are now where? In the Stratton
yes.
building?
Mm-hmm.
And the chamber is over in the Howlett building
yes.
down on first floor. And yet the armory and so on, it's incredible the amount of government-related construction going on here in Springfield.
It really is. And when you think about it, that is a huge, huge, huge economic benefit for our community. And it's also really beneficial to union labor. I mean, union labor is like at 100% capacity, people working. And that's going to continue for several years. And I mean, that's phenomenal. It's good for our economic, community in Springfield. Think about all the businesses that are benefiting. And we will see that play out with other things that are happening to go along with that.
Very good. It's
exciting times.
Thanks for stopping by this morning.
Yeah,
I know busy day ahead of you.
So are we going to go on a ride on the electric bikes?
Excuse me?
Are we going to go on a ride on the electric bikes?
Next time? Yes.
Okay, I'll wear the right clothes.
Well, I won't, so I don't have to go.
Have a good day.
Good to see you, Doris.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.